President John Dramani Mahama has described the recent spate of demolition of buildings and other structures as too harsh and inhuman. He has therefore tasked the Ministers of Lands and Natural Resources, the Interior and Local Government and Rural Development to develop guidelines for demolition in line with the law. The President announced this when he addressed Parliament on the state of the nation in Accra. He said indiscipline among state institutions is becoming endemic and public officers will from now on be held accountable for their actions, Seth AR reports.
In recent times, claims and counterclaims of ownership of pieces of land across the country have resulted in demolition of structures, rendering people homeless with years of investment going down the drain. President Mahama stated that officials in public institutions who condone and connive with people to give false legitimacy to land will not go scot-free.
Indiscipline and lawlessness are fast becoming a part of our institutional fabric. They take the form of encroachment of public land, sale of the same plot of land to multiple buyers, armed land guards wreaking violence on innocent people. All these problems are becoming endemic in our society and are being exacerbated by our growing urbanization. Part of the problem is associated with the negligence of heads of public institutions whose mandate it is to regulate these practices. In some cases, these very institutions condone and connive with the offenders, thereby appearing to provide legitimacy to their actions. Recently, there has been a spate of demolitions, some ordered by the courts and others carried out by state agencies to evict squatters or encroachers from public lands. Ultimately, these demolitions create hardship for our citizens. Public institutions have a responsibility to act in a timely manner in protecting state-owned lands and must do so. It doesn't help to go to sleep on one's right only to suddenly awake one day and seek to enforce those rights by measures as drastic as demolition.
On internal security, President Mahama said the presence of the police at vantage points as well as night and day patrols have resulted in a reduction in crime. These measures, he said, will be extended to other parts of the country.
Currently, the strength of the police service has increased from 29,117 in 2012 to 32,117 this year. That is not all. Government has acquired mobile clinics for the police, 6 marine police speedboats, 14 Maverick armored vehicles for crowd control, communications equipment to aid operations, and more than 1,000 vehicles to enhance their mobility. The fight against crime is being vigorously pursued by our security services. In pursuit of this, the Ghana Police Service, with the approval of government, started the visibility and accessibility patrols alongside community policing, tent city systems, and street policing strategies. I am happy to report that there has been a steady reduction in crime with the introduction of the police visibility patrols. The police patrol's presence has also positively impacted on the flow of vehicular traffic in Accra and Kumasi. These initiatives were meant to bring the service of the police closer to the people.
According to President Mahama, from a hopeless situation, the Ghana Armed Forces have seen a dramatic improvement in equipment and morale to deliver on its mandate.
Despite the esteem in which our armed forces are held, the equipment and logistics position of the armed forces was very pathetic. Lack of airplanes and helicopters, lack of naval vessels, lack of armored personnel carriers, lack of infantry fighting vehicles, and lack of engineering equipment caused our men and women in uniform to become the most ingenious improvisers you could ever find. This situation has dramatically changed. Our waters are safer and are kept safe from pirates because the Navy has received 7 new vessels. The Air Force role in ensuring national security and safety has been enhanced by the acquisition of CASA troop transport aircraft. Our territorial integrity is ensured by the operation of Diamond surveillance and patrol aircraft. Medical evacuation and transport of troops has been enhanced by the acquisition of MI-17 heavy lift helicopters.
The president said the fight against the traffic in and use of narcotics and illicit drugs remains a priority of the government. He said more personnel are being trained and new offices of the Narcotics Control Board will soon be opened across the country.
High on government's priority is the fight against trafficking in and the use of illicit drugs. Beyond taking steps to improve public education, our security agencies have stepped up their operations in the fight against the abuse of and trafficking in narcotics. Last year, NACOP facilitated the arrest of traffickers and the seizure of several kilos of various illicit drugs, including a recent case of 414 kilograms of cocaine, with an approximate street value of 115 million Ghana cedis. As part of our strategy to arrest the drug menace, the NACOP has been facilitated to open 8 additional regional offices, for which they have recruited 250 personnel who are currently undergoing training. Government has also initiated a draft narcotics control bill to replace PNDC Law 236, which established the Narcotics Control Board.
The President announced that the Chamber of Parliament will be reconfigured and the rehabilitated Job 600 will soon be ready and handed over to the House to serve as offices for members. He said, Ghana's foreign policy remains unchanged and will continue to be integral to the transformation of the country.
In 2013, we were instrumental in the successful efforts of ECOWAS and the international community to achieve a peaceful resolution of the conflict in Mali. We continue to be actively engaged in several peacekeeping initiatives in the region and around the world. Our people have provided us full support for these initiatives, and our citizens are proud to belong to a nation that helps in the resolution of conflict and the promotion of democracy across our continent. As the focus of this government is on the transformation of our economic structures, we are actively engaged with our neighbors in strengthening regional integration. A key part of this agenda relates to the very themes I have enumerated for our domestic economic growth, namely strategic infrastructure, energy, improved governance, and employment. Ghana will continue to champion regional integration and African unity. We see the transformation of Ghana's economic structure as integrally linked to the emergence and fortunes of a viable West African market.
The President made a clarion call to Ghanaians to rally behind the government and use the strength unity provides to build a better Ghana.
In order for it to be thorough and successful, this transformational journey we are about to undertake will require the support and participation of all Ghanaians. In 2013, during my end-of-year meeting with the Council of State, members were unanimous in bemoaning what seems to be a falling sense of selflessness and patriotism within our society. I'm inclined to believe that those traits and values that led us to our liberation back then were passed down as gifts from one generation of Ghanaian to the next. The world loves Ghana because we also love Ghana. But the instant we allow ourselves to fall prey to the pettiness of politics and the small-mindedness of doomsayers and people who actively wish for the failure of any action or policy intended to lift Ghana up, we turn our backs on that love, and in so doing, we betray our own homeland.
President Mahama said the National Peace Council will be resourced to deliver on its mandate. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.